Keeping up with the cost of living has been the talk of the town in recent days. Shadow Employment and Workplace Relations Minister Senator Michaela Cash says Labor is failing on its election commitments to get wages moving, while Greens leader Adam Bandt says Labor is not doing enough to address rising cost pressures. The Labor government says it is doing what it can, including appealing to the Fair Work Commission to help lower-paid workers battle inflation. The commission has now handed down its latest decision on award and minimum wages. The annual wage review has decided to increase the national minimum wage and award wages rate by 5.75%, which means the national minimum wage will go up from $812.60 per week to $882.80 per week. That means Australia's lowest paid workers will take home an extra $1.20 each hour when the decision kicks in from next month. The increase will impact almost 2.7 million of Australia's lowest paid workers on award wages, but around 200,000 Australians will receive a total 8.6% increase to their pay. Joanna is one of them.
I'm very excited about today's news. I work in disability support. I work in community services. It's an industry that will exhaust you and take everything out of you. In practical terms, this means it's about another $75 a week for me, and I'll be able to put petrol in my car and actually visit my family in Bathurst and beyond. So I'm excited that sometime later this year I'll be able to do that.
Employment Minister Tony Burke has welcomed the increase. He says the government's submission asked for an increase to make sure workers can keep up with inflation.
They've handed down the best outcome for award wages in the history of these decisions. And the government very much welcomes the decision of the independent umpire in the Fair Work Commission. This decision comes off the back of a decision last year as well, where the government went in and argued that people who find it the hardest to make ends meet, the people who are on the minimum wage, should at the very least be in a position where they don't go backwards.
But not everyone is happy. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry has called it a hammer blow to small businesses. ACCI CEO Andrew McKellar says the increase will make it harder for them to survive.
This will add significantly to costs for business. We estimate it will mean an extra $12.6 billion in costs into the supply chain. This will impact particularly small businesses the most. They are the ones who end up paying these award wages. It will mean for them that it adds to pressure, which is already intense as a result of significantly higher costs that they've been facing.
He says the increases to wages will fuel inflation, creating a wage price spiral, which may increase interest rates.
It seems abundantly clear this does add to the pressure that business is facing in terms of margins, in terms of prices. We've heard the warnings from the Reserve Bank. We've heard very clear signals. Even during the process of the wage review, the President of the Commission himself identified that increases above 4% raise that risk. So we would certainly say that this does increase the risk that this will feed back into inflation.
The National Retail Association has also criticised the decision, calling it out of touch with the realities of most Australian businesses. But the ACTU has welcomed the increase. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus says it represents a well-deserved pay rise for the hardest workers.
It is an absolutely essential increase for all of the people in Australia that are struggling so hard at the moment just to survive, to pay their rent, to pay their groceries, to pay all of the basics. They are the people who actually keep the economy going in every way, whether it be the work they're doing as essential workers or whether it be being the consumers and the spenders in their local communities.
The Fair Work Commission itself has moved to allay concerns over the increase. It says a wage price spiral is highly unlikely, as the workers affected by this decision constitute a limited proportion of the national wage bill. More than 20% of the country's workers are paid minimum award rates, and only 0.7% earn the national minimum wage, which is the lowest rate. More than 20% of the country's workers are paid minimum award rates, and only 0.7% earn the national minimum wage, which is the lowest rate. President Adam Hatcher says the decision will therefore not reverse the reduction in real wages, which have fallen by 3.3%, or create additional inflationary pressure.
We are confident that the increase we have determined will make only a modest contribution to total wages growth and will consequently not cause or contribute to any wage price spiral. We acknowledge that this increase will not maintain the real value of modern award minimum wages, nor reverse the reduction in real value which has occurred. However, the level of wage increase we have determined is, we consider, the most that can reasonably be justified in the current economic circumstances.
Sophia Tarek, SBS News.